I'm Marianne Kolbasek-McGee, Executive Editor at Information Security Media Group. Today, I'm speaking with Attorney Betsy Hodge, a partner at law firm Akerman LLP. We're going to be speaking about privacy and security issues involving the use of so-called online trackers, such as Metapixel and Google Analytics, in health-related websites. Hi, Betsy.
Hi, Marianne.
So, Betsy, as we know, there's a federal class action lawsuit playing out in California against fertility app developer Flo Health and co-defendants Meta and Google. Plaintiffs allege that millions of people who use the Flo app had their privacy violated when their intimate health data, including information on menstrual cycles, fertility, pregnancy, was allegedly shared with Meta and Google by Flo, despite promises that the user data would remain confidential. At the center of the controversy was Flo's use of software development kits and tracking codes from Meta and Google that allegedly shared Flo app users' personally identifiable information with Meta and Google. Also, this case is among many other similar controversies that we've seen playing out in recent years involving the use of tracking tools like Metapixels in health-related websites and apps. So, with all of that said, Betsy, why is the use of online tracking tools in health-related websites and apps such a lightning rod?
Well, Marianne, I think first, thank you for that great setup. I think there's several factors at play as to why there's so much attention to this litigation and to the use of the online tracking tools in health-related websites and apps. First, a person's health information is some of, if not the most sensitive information about them that exists. And many people I think believe that when they entrust that information to healthcare providers or health-related businesses, that those entities will protect that information and not share it in ways that the individual doesn't expect. And I think after the Dobbs decision, and given recent state and federal developments regarding, say, transgender care, people have an even greater concern about the privacy of their health data, especially now when you have the potential for possibly civil or criminal consequences for seeking or receiving certain types of health care. So there's that factor. And then I think there has also been some misunderstanding in the public about the scope of HIPAA's privacy protections. As you know, the scope of HIPAA is actually fairly narrow. The only entities that come within the scope of HIPAA and have to comply with the privacy requirements are covered entities, which would be health plans, healthcare clearing houses, and healthcare providers that conduct standard electronic transactions, and then their business associates. So that's actually in today's world, that's a pretty small subset of organizations that have access to health data. And then I think also after the FTC and the Department of Health and Human Services Office for Civil Rights issued their letters to certain organizations about concerns with the use of tracking technologies, we saw an uptick in private litigation over the use of that technology. And finally, I think it's fairly easy for plaintiffs, to read a company, the privacy policy on a company's website and then evaluate what tracking technologies using publicly available sources, what tracking technologies the company is using, and then comparing what the company says it's doing versus what the company is actually doing. So, taking all of that together, I think that has contributed to the uptick in this type of litigation.
Betsy, as you mentioned, during the Biden administration, both the Federal Trade Commission and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services had warned consumer health companies and also HIPAA-regulated entities about potential FTC Act or HIPAA privacy violations pertaining to the use of these online trackers that collected and disclosed users' information to third parties without the individual's knowledge or consent. In fact, during that time, the FTC took actions against several health-related businesses, including Flo Health, in cases involving the collection and disclosure of sensitive health and other information. So at this point, where do these web tracking regulatory issues stand? As far as we know, under the Trump administration, any interest from the administration in pursuing these sort of cases, do you think, or what might be going on?
I think we're waiting to see officially where the web tracking issues stand, although the new chair of the Federal Trade Commission has signaled that he wants to stop, in his words, using the FTC's enforcement activities as a substitute for a comprehensive federal privacy law. So I think to the extent the FTC takes action going forward with respect to the use of tracking technologies, I don't think they will necessarily assert the same bases as the FTC did under the Biden administration. And so what we may see with the FTC is some activity where there might be fraud or misrepresentation about how an entity handles or safeguards or sells consumers' health data. So again, if there's a mismatch between what a company says it's doing and what it's actually doing, that may be one area where the FTC may take action. Although it's also expected that the FTC under Chairman Ferguson is going to focus on actual concrete harm to consumers rather than some nebulous invasion of privacy claim. So that I think they are going to expect to see in those cases where they do take act, where the FTC does take action, that there was actual harm to consumers. And turning to HHS OCR, Director Stannard was just recently appointed to the position, so it's a little early yet to know how she might handle the ongoing investigations. Our understanding is that there were a number of investigations opened regarding the use of tracking technologies shortly after OCR and FTC issued their letters, but we're waiting to see what happens and how those might be resolved. And I would expect the resolution to be very, how those cases are resolved to be very fact specific because of the June 2024 ruling from the court in Texas saying that the HHS guidance that claimed to say an IP address on portions of a provider's public-facing websites was individually identifiable health information, that guidance is no longer valid. So it's possible that the OCR investigators may need to go back and revisit those cases to see if they were relying on that part of the guidance that was invalidated by the court, or if the cases or complaints actually involve the use of tracking technology on authenticated websites where individuals would have to, provide a password or multi-factor authentication to log in. And in that case, OCR may, decide to pursue those complaints. So we're waiting to see. But I think generally, given the Trump administration's stated desire to roll back regulations and lighten the regulatory burden on organizations, I think we will probably see less enforcement action in this space, absent, fraud or misrepresentation by organizations about how they're using data or actual concrete harm to individuals.
With that said, we spoke about the feds. How about state regulations around health data privacy, including the California Confidentiality of Medical Information Act, the California Invasion of Privacy Act, and other state regs out there? How does that kind of fit into this whole web tracking and data privacy issue?
Well, I think, Marianne, that we will probably see some states step in to any void that may be created by federal regulators stepping back from regulating the use of tracking technology, especially on consumer health sites or HIPAA-regulated entity sites. And, as you mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, there is a class action pending in California, which is private litigation, but the state of California has also in the past taken action against consumer health entities for their tracking technology practices. And, you know, the state attorneys general have authority to regulate HIPAA, so they could actually step in if they were inclined to enforce HIPAA to go after covered entities and business associates. But they're also using state laws that exist to protect consumer privacy in their states. So, and they're using, you know, some in some cases, some laws that have been on the books for a number of years, and in some cases, decades, and using them in new ways to try to go after sometimes the tracking technology company and sometimes the consumer health app or the regulated entity that's using the tracking technology.
In addition to this federal and state regulatory scrutiny, as the class action lawsuit against Flo Health demonstrates, there is also that threat of civil litigation that companies need to be mindful of when they use these online trackers on their health-related websites or apps. Any advice regarding steps that companies should take to avoid the possibility of civil litigation related to their use of web trackers? And then, you know, I guess the second part of my question is, again, the state regulations, there's some uncertainty about, you know, what steps the feds might take in, you know, kind of regulating this or enforcing this. What is the bottom line advice that you have for companies?
Well, I think first they need to understand and identify what third-party tracking technologies and tools they are currently using on their sites, and then also understand what data those tools are collecting, with whom that data is being shared, and how are those third-party tracking technology companies using that data once they receive it. So that's sort of your baseline where you need to start, so you know what your issues are. And I would suggest that consumer health apps and HIPAA-regulated entities, you know, work with counsel and outside consultants to really get their arms around that issue. What are you doing? What data is affected? Where is it going? Who are you sharing it with? And then work with your internal marketing and web development teams to assess whether it makes sense to remove certain trackers or limit their use on certain sites or certain pages on your website or certain parts of your health app to try to reduce your risk. For HIPAA-regulated entities, you know, confirm whether you have business associate agreements with the tracking technology companies. For those entities that are not subject to HIPAA, but are in states that require data processing agreements with data processors, make sure you've got the appropriate data processing agreements in place. Also, review and update your website privacy policies and your cookie banners and your website consents to make sure they match what you're actually doing. You know, you want to be sure that what you say you're doing is what you're actually doing. Those two need to match up. And so, as I mentioned before, it's really fairly easy for regulators or plaintiffs to go on your website, read what your privacy policy says, and then also look at the use of cookies or other tracking technology on your sites and compare the two. So you really want to make sure that they align. And I think organizations need to think about being more transparent with their consumers and or patients about how they are using the data, what data is being collected, how they're using that data to set expectations with their users. Also, review your terms of use to see whether they apply to website users, and you know, review your dispute resolution provisions and your forum selection clauses. You want them to be favorable to the organization, but you also, you know, one lesson I think from the Flo Health case is that you want those provisions to also be clearly identified to your users. And rather than hiding, you know, an arbitration provision or a waiver of class action provision, you know, deep, you know, in small font deep in your terms of use document, you want to highlight that language to put users on notice so they can make an informed decision about whether to continue using the site. You know, you also want to continue to monitor and audit your compliance measures to make sure that you are continuing to comply with your policies. And you also want to make sure that there is good communication between your marketing folks and your web development folks and the compliance, privacy, and legal team, so that when the marketing folks want to add a tracking technology to help analyze metrics about the success of a particular app or site, that everybody in that compliance legal is aware that this new technology is going to be added, and then you can properly vet whether it in fact should be added. Do you have the proper contracts in place, the proper safeguards, and do you really understand what data the tracking technology may be collecting and with whom they'll be sharing it? So those are the high level suggestions that I would offer, whether you're trying to prevent class action litigation or, you know, enforcement action by a federal or state regulator.
Thank you so much, Betsy. I've been speaking to attorney Betsy Hodge. I'm Marianne Kolbasek-McGee of Information Security Media Group. Thanks for joining us.